and we arrive in the last room, number 14, where in the exhibition case to the right there are groups of various clay figurines from the Bronze Age, with the flat oblong figurines depicting schematized women, as well as the figurines of the goddess of fertility, with the infant on her lap, the Koura Trophos, of the Cypro-Mycenaean period. Further down to the right are the figurines of horses, riders and warriors with a round shield, of the Cypro-Geometric and Cypro-Archaic period, and the figurines of the Kores of Tanagria, of the Cypro-Classical period. Proceeding towards the exit, we see on display, in the exhibition cases to the left, certain Greek matrixes, the moulds that were used for the manufacture of figurines and scenes representing childbirth. These clay figurines show us the importance of the goddess mother, who protected the pregnant women, and the importance she played in people's lives. In the next showcase, there exist clay theatre masks, as well as figurines of tragedy and comedy actors. In two spots of the large exhibition cases, the objects from two representations of open-air sanctuaries discovered in Menico and in Kakapetria, where the gods Bel Amon and Athena were respectively worshipped, are on display. We conclude here our guided tour of the museum, during which we have covered the most important items that you can admire here. In this limited space, the museum covers the history of the island, dating from the 9th millennium BC until the early Christian times. After this short guided tour, you can go on your own around the museum and study the various exhibits with greater attention.